You're with SBS Radio.
Sinabi ng ministro ng Citizenship at Multicultural Affairs, marami pang dapat gawin para tulungan ang mga migrante na maging bahagi ng lipunan, at binanggit na ang di kagalingan na magsalita ng wikang Ingles ay nauuwi sa kakaunting oportunidad na makapagtrabaho. Subalit idinadaylan ng mga leader ng mga pangsuportang serbisyo ay naghahanap ng mga paraan para matulungan silang makapagsimula sa kanilang bagong bansa. Narito ang ulat. Sinabi ng Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Minister Alan Tudge, ang data na nagpapakita na dumarami ang nagtutumpok-tumpok ng mga Australyanong ipinanganak sa ibang bansa na tila nahihirapang magsalita ng wikang Ingles ay problematiko, dahil ang antas ng wikang Ingles ay nakakaapekto sa pagkakaroon ng hanap buhay. Subal, sinabi ng mga leader ng iba't ibang pang-suportang serbisyo, ito ay isang natural na proseso at hindi dapat ikabahala. Si Mohamed Al-Kalfaji ay ipinanganak sa Iraq at ngayon ay punong tagapangasiwa ng isang organisasyon na non-for-profit na kung tawagin ay Welcome to Australia. 13 taong gulang pa lamang siya na dumating sa Australia kasama ang kanyang pamilya mula Syria. Ang kanyang bagong tahanan ay Adelaide, at sinabi niya, ang mga tao sa kanyang komunidad ay naging madali para sa pagbabago ng kanyang kalagayan.
When we came to Australia in 2003, we were pleasantly surprised how welcoming the community was. And I think that was the most important aspect of our settlement. When we arrived in Australia, everyone wanted to help. Everyone recognized that there are some difficulties, and the community went out of their way to make sure that we felt welcome, because that is the most important thing for any family.
Sinabi ni Al-Kafaji, hangad ng Welcome to Australia na lumikha ng mas tinatawag na inclusive society o mapagtanggap na lipunan para sa mga tao mula sa iba't ibang kultura. Subal, sinabi niya na natural sa mga migrante na magsama-sama at magtulungan.
Naturally, when somebody arrives to a new place, when you're trying to migrate halfway around the world, people naturally try to settle somewhere where they feel welcome, they feel part of the community, and they feel included. And that can sometimes be near their support services, whether that's a community center or religious center. And that's why sometimes we see some high concentration of migrants sticking together.
Subalit, sinabi ni Alan Tudge, ang kakulangan sa integrasyon ay nag-aalok ng mas malawak na issue sa mga komunidad migrante. Sinabi sa Sky News ni Tudge, ang data mula sa taunang ulat na Mapping Social Cohesion ng Scanlon Foundation ay ipinapakita na maraming mga migrante ang lumalayo sa mga komunidad na hindi migrante.
The main issue which is emerging, and the data is showing this, is that we're getting increasing clusters of the overseas born, in particular pockets, often overlaid with lack of English being spoken, and that obviously makes it more difficult for integration to occur. And what we don't want to see is parallel communities emerge like you sometimes see in Europe. We want to maintain our own successful model of multiculturalism, which is much more based on communities blending together and merging together rather than sitting side by side.
Subal, sinabi ni Nick Sebi, punong tagapangasiwa ng Settlement Council of Australia, ang ating bansa ay may matagumpay na modelo ng migrasyon at hindi na dapat pang baguhin.
We can point to a number of real strong successes that are being achieved here in Australia that set us apart from other countries. So I understand the minister is concerned that there have been some experiences in Europe and other places where integration maybe has become an issue. But I think to be realistic, here in Australia, that isn't as much of an issue because we have always had such a strong dedication to settlement.
Minimintinan ni Tudge na ang limitadong kakayahan sa wikang Ingles ay nagpipigil sa mga migrante na makahanap at makakuha ng tamang hanap buhay. Sinabi niya, ipinapakita ng ulat na ito ay partikular na problema sa mga tao na dumating dito sa pamamagitan ng programang pangkatauhan.
Only 17% of the humanitarian intake are in employment 18 months after arrival, which is just it's just a hopeless situation. And we all have to take responsibility for that. I'm not apportioning blame here to anybody. But it's not a good situation. Ideally, a person, when they arrive here, instead of being arriving here on day one and going to Centrelink on day two, they're actually arriving here on day one and going into a job on day two. That's what I would like to see.
Sinabi ni Diane van den Broek ng University of Sydney Business School, karamihan sa mga migrante, kasama mga refugee at asylum seeker, ay aktibong naghahanap naman ng hanap buhay.
Every migrant who comes to Australia wants to build a life, and part of that is employment. That is what they would be seeking. The whole notion that somebody would come to Australia just to lie around on the dole is just a nonsense. I mean, if you look at refugees, I mean, and look at the sort of entrepreneurship that a lot of refugees undertake, you know, it's quite a dominant feature. So, no, I don't agree with that at all. I think that most migrants, probably more, possibly even more than locals, try very hard to start a new life, and part of that is getting employment.
Sinabi ni Nick Tibi ng Settlement Council of Australia, kakailanganin ng mga migrante ang mga paunang pangkawanggawang suporta para makapagsimula dito sa Australia.
It's beholden on us to support them and make sure they are able to take the time it needs to adjust to a new world, a new life. And definitely part of that is getting a job. And I can honestly say that every single refugee that I've ever spoken to who's come through the settlement program, getting a job is of utmost importance to them. They're not coming here because they want to rely on welfare for you know, the long term. The reality is, though, that they need some level of government support while they find their feet.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.